TNT Radio wants to know what you really think, because your opinion matters. At TNTRadio.live, upload a video, some audio, or drop us a note on TNT Radio's Soapbox. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio. You're with Joe Hoff on today's News Talk Radio, TNT. TNT.
That's my intro today, folks. Welcome to the Joe Hoff Show. We are dropping bombs again today, and will be for the next week or so. Lots going on, and it's just unbelievable. So this morning I was on two radio shows and a TV show to talk about a couple blockbuster posts that we put up over the weekend. One late last night, or not late last night, but in yesterday evening, and one this morning. And they have to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. And last week, Kash Patel was on one of these shows. Kash Patel worked for Devin Nunes. Maybe many of you know this. And Devin Nunes was the U.S. rep that started looking into the Mueller gang. And if you recall, Larry Johnson, who's been on our show a number of times, Larry, we expect to have him on tomorrow. He's the one who approached Nunes and said, hey, you got to look at this stuff. It's not what they're telling you. These guys cannot be trusted, or whatever Larry told him. But Nunes went and started digging into this, and he's got an associate at the time, Kash Patel. And they started finding out, no, there's Trump didn't do anything wrong. These guys are lying. They're liars. And I don't know at what point Nunes uncovered that. But he did draft a memo, of which Adam Schiff, as you recall, called it a lie, said that he had all sorts of top secret information they couldn't share about Trump and Russia. Just lying, him and Swalwell. Well, those two guys have been kicked off this intel committee by the current Speaker of the House. This was a precedent that started last session. Never before has the head of, that I'm aware of, has the head of one party kicked people off from another party off of these committees. But Nancy Pelosi did it last year when she kicked off Representative Green from a committee. This year, McCarthy did. And I think that was one of the things he had to agree to do, or he wouldn't get the votes to be speaker from these 20 or so individuals that held out and would not vote for McCarthy until they were assured that some of the stuff would get done. And one was get rid of Swalwell and Schiff. Swalwell's a representative that was sleeping with a Chinese agent, and he's on the Intel committee. And Adam Schiff is just the biggest liar I think maybe God's ever created. This guy is, and maybe I shouldn't say God created him, something else happened. This guy just can't tell the truth. Well, they were calling Nunes a liar and all this, and he figured it out, and he wrote a report and eventually got it out. And then, of course, Adam Schiff came out with a counter proposal, which was a total lie. And they kept this lie going. And this is what the Democrats do. They lie. They lie all the time. And they project onto you what they're doing. They're really, really, it's sick and sinister and very disgusting tactics. So anyways, Hunter Biden, we put a post up last night. Hunter Biden needed some information for his Ukrainian buddies at Burisma, where he's making millions of dollars from them. Anyways, what he did is he reached out to a guy by the name, I believe it's Sedwig. And I write about it last night. You can look up the name and details at the Gateway Pundit. And this guy was a former Homeland Security guy, but he's no longer there. And in 2015, Hunter went to him and got information on why these guys from Ukraine, his buddies, didn't get visas. And this guy got the information for Hunter. It's classified. He sent the reason. He sent the file that showed the results, apparently, why this guy was not given a visa, which is classified. This is not information anybody can share. It went to Hunter. Hunter shared it with Burisma. So we've got our first instance, or second one, because last week Miranda Devine from New York Post raised one other email, which was like 22 points that Hunter Biden had written down that didn't make sense. It didn't look like they came from Hunter. So, because Hunter, you know, these things look like a document from a State Department, which we found out they were. So there was document one. Last night we identified document two, Hunter Biden taking classified information, and he shared it and moved it on to his Burisma friends. So classified documents, to have them and you don't have a reason, that's called a crime. It's illegal for an average person just to even have in possession classified documents. Number two, he shared it overseas. That's now we're getting into espionage. We're getting into, you know, working. This is sedition, treason for sure. So what do? They try to set up Trump in this last summer. And as many of you know, I was there. I went there that day. When I heard my president's home's being raided, I drove to Mar-a-Lago. And I got there that evening, and I see this big SUV in front, machine guns on both sides with these agents who I thought were FBI. And I'm like, my God, what's happened to my country? My president's been raided. And since then, what they did, they tried to describe this issue of this illegal raid. I think the best reasoning behind all this comes from Attorney Mike Davis, who used to work for Gorsuch, who's now a Supreme Court justice, and also has worked for Chuck Grassley, U.S. Senator. And what Davis says is it was unnecessary, it was unprecedented, and it was unlawful, the raid. And the reason is Trump had been working with the FBI. There's no reason for them to raid his house. Unprecedented because no president's ever been raided by the FBI ever. This is just unbelievable what they did. It's crime. And then he said it's unlawful. It's a crime because the president of the United States enjoys the Presidential Records Act. And only he has this right through this law. And it says that the president can take whatever he wants from the White House upon leaving the White House. And President Trump took the documents he wanted to. The law does not determine between classified or not classified. The president can take what he wants. And for anybody to come in and say, no, you can't have that, it's mute. The law says the president can take this. And it's been confirmed because the Clintons took some stuff and went to law, and the judges said, no, the law says he can take it, so he can take it. And so President Trump committed nothing wrong. Looking back now, it almost looks like they tried to set up Trump to say that he was messing around with classified documents so that when this information comes out on Hunter Biden, that he's messing with classified documents. And the piece last night, by the way, that I discussed this morning on one TV show, is that this information doesn't just implicate Hunter Biden in crimes and felonies of having this classified information and then sharing it overseas, but it also implicates Joe Biden because it was about his forthcoming trip to the Ukraine. And so Joe Biden's involved now. So we got Hunter and Joe involved with this. Criminal actions, sending classified docs to people that never should see it, from people that never should have had it in the first place. And this is what's going on. So the left wants to kind of massage this and say, well, classified documents are hard to manage. But Trump's the worst. I read this in New York Times over the weekend. But his situation was worse because he wouldn't share these documents with the FBI, which is an absolute complete and absolute lie. President Trump was working with these guys. Biden had Biden and Pence, they got back right away when they found this stuff. No, that's a lie. Biden had these documents since at least 2016, early 17. That's not quick. That's 6 years ago. He's had these documents. We find them in his car. They weren't secure, nothing. President Trump's, they're in cabinets behind locks. The FBI said add a lock. He already had a lock on a door, so he added a lock for the FBI. Okay, whatever. And Secret Service and personal security all over the place. Biden's relaying in his garage next to his car, classified documents, maybe top secret. So there are different versions depending on who you listen to and talk to about what is the law here, and it comes down to really, I guess, who you're going to listen to. So we've got our good buddy Adam, who's with us again, Adam Clark, aka Ruckus, who wants to define for us what some of these other outlets are saying about this classification now they're saying overclassification. We classify too much. That's why this is a problem. No, this is a problem because the Bidens committed major crimes. That's my belief. So, Adam, what say you?
I say there's certainly, that's the buzzword for the past few weeks, classified this, classified that. I had to double check myself and make sure I even understand what the heck that even means. So I decided to go to the Ministry of Truth online, Wikipedia, who says classified information is material that a government body deems to be sensitive information that must be protected. Access is restricted by law or regulation to particular groups of people with the necessary security clearance and need to know, and mishandling of the material can and probably should incur criminal penalties. It also says in their opener here from the Wikipedia entry that the question exists among some political science and legal experts whether the definition of classified ought to be information that would cause injury to the cause of justice, human rights, etc., rather than information that would cause injury to the national interest. To distinguish when classifying information is in the collective best interest of a just society or merely the best interest of a society acting unjustly to protect its people, government, or administrative officials from legitimate recourses consistent with a fair and just social contract. So that's the setup for today. And I did catch the news today that our National Intelligence Director, Chief Avril Haines, is warning about what you were mentioning there, this idea of overclassifying too much information and how that can, quote unquote, undermine national security and, quote unquote, critical democratic objectives. So, don't shoot the messenger, Joe, but according to Haines, who is raising concerns, she did this at a two-day conference that was titled America's Secrets, Classified Information and Our Democracy, which was held at the Lyndon B. Johnson Presidential Library in Austin, Texas last week. Of course, this warning comes amid all this news of all of these documents just showing up everywhere and anywhere. So she said, quote, many have noted that the amount of information, whether properly or not, has increased significantly over the last 50 years, and deficiency in the current system has led to, overclassification.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam, do you mind if I jump in?
Please.
You know, I saw a New York Times article basically saying the same thing. It's, oh, we overclassify. So it's really, it, to me, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. We overclassify. So this and that. And it is a big deal. And in this case, the information like of this morning that we posted, it's the agenda for Joe Biden's trip to Ukraine. You think terrorists would like to get a hold of that? You think it's safe for us to share it? You know what I mean? It's not. And they're trying to downplay this. At the same time, they're trying to say, I saw another piece over the weekend. This guy, Dan Abrams, has got a show. And he's got this website, Law and Crime. And it's disgusting. He's an attorney. And he somehow gets access to all these documents first before anybody. But then he twists it. And it just makes it always this liberal narrative that's garbage. But he had Lauren Bobbitt on. He tried to say, basically, that, well, you know, Hunter Biden's bad, but you know, those Trump kids, they were really bad too. I mean, he tried to say that it's not even close. Those kids, any parent would be, you know, happy to have that, those, you know, handsome, beautiful kids that have supported their family and their father so much. And to me, it was appalling to hear this comparison compared to Hunter Biden, who's trafficking classified information, getting paid for it, making millions around the world, and not counting the seediness that we've seen on that laptop that's not related to his crimes. Well, which really is, because he's got pictures of him with hookers and him doing drugs and him even having sex, even just unbelievable stuff beyond that. And so unbelievable how our media is trying, they're trying to soften it by comparing, saying, you know, well, you know, you scratched your face. So when this guy punched and beat up this old man, 80 years old, you know, it's both physical contact, you know, we need to give this guy a break. And that's kind of how I think they're treating this. This is why they're coming out with this stuff right now. What do you think?
Makes sense. Yeah. So interestingly enough, her discussion, she did at some point make a point to say that she believes, and I agree here, that information should never, ever be overclassified. I don't know why she's using that word. So let's just take the over out. So she's saying information should not be classified just because it is, quote unquote, embarrassing or inconvenient. And amen. I would suggest that maybe the reason we're seeing such an overreach and all of this ridiculous and over the classified documents concerning Biden is this is incredibly embarrassing or inconvenient to him personally, to his family. This, I mean, technically, at the end of the day, if the Democratic Party wants to finally say, okay, listen, we've got a problem, we've got something rotting in our house and we need to do something about it, I don't think any one of us would hold – in general, all of the Democratic Party responsible for this, but something needs to happen. This has turned into a very personal thing. The Bidens are hiding something, and because of the way the system is set up, look at what we have to go through to determine, well, is this just because he's embarrassed about his son's drug use, or is there a bigger problem here?
There's much bigger, bigger, Adam.
There is.
And follow me at the Gateway Pundit this new week and here on this show, because we are going to be dropping more and more. We've got a lot more information on criminal acts from the Bidens with criminal documents and how they used them and shared them overseas. And that's espionage. And those are major, major league crimes. And that's why they're trying to cover this up. And this is really bad stuff. And so as much as they try to minimize it, it's not. And you know, these are excellent points that you're raising too, Adam. The one thing that grabs me is that over the years now, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, as I've kind of really gotten into some of this, you see these redactions. When you get a document, you request a FOIA request, the whole thing's redacted. And you're like, what's that? And so we need to hold the Democrats, you know, to the pedal on that as well. It's like, okay, you think this stuff should be more transparent? Well, give us so declassify this stuff. Stop redacting this stuff because it's protecting you, and give us the facts. That's exactly how we feel, but that's not how they act. It sounds good, but that's not how they act. And so we do need to address this. Adam, I tell you what, I got to run, but thanks so much. Let's talk. Hopefully, we can talk more about this during the week. Some big stuff coming out. I'm telling you. Yeah.
All right, Jay. Talk tomorrow.
Yep, thanks a lot. Hey, this is Joe Hoff. We'll be right back with my friend Jake Smith from Delaware, and he's got some stories about the Bidens that you're going to love to hear. We'll be right back on the Joe Hoff Show.
TNT Radio's Alan Miller.
You campaigned for quite some time. Tell us a bit about the first round of impositions, because we now know it's been in all the press that Philip Glanville, the mayor of Hackney, is saying 75% reduction in cars. But how did this all start?
It was just the way that they were imposed without any... I mean, they're such major changes to the way we go about our lives. It was almost like the biggest changes in London since World War II. And yet we weren't told. Hackney did this 10-year transport plan from, I think it's 2015. I just dug it out again, had a look at it. There are no mentions of low traffic neighbourhoods. They do not mention them at all. And if you look at the results, there's about 54 people responded. This is an entire London borough. They reorganised the whole area for the next 10 years on 54 responses. And that's the utter breathtaking arrogance of all of these. It's almost hard to believe.
Alan Miller on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
This is a message for the parents of young children in the United States. I am Dr. Tess Laurie from the World Council for Health. Please consider the danger of vaccinating your children and babies with the COVID-19 injections. They are not the same as traditional vaccines and are causing significant harm to children around the world. Your children have their whole lives ahead of them. They are not endangered by COVID at all. Please hear us when we say, for your children, it is much safer to wait. Thank you.
The conversation continues.
It's ridiculous what we've allowed this group of politicians to lead us.
What the hell's going on in our country?
This is today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hey, we're back. This is Joe Hoff at the Joe Hoff Show. And I have the honor of introducing a friend of mine I've been on his show. As a matter of fact, I was on a show this morning, and he's from Delaware. So he knows the Biden family well. He could tell us some Delaware stories about the Bidens. And so I'm really happy to introduce a good friend, Jake Smith. And Jake, how you doing?
Joe, I'm fine. Didn't we just talk?
Yeah, we did. Yep.
We just can't stand to be away from one another, right, Joe? That's what it is.
I'm telling you. So Jake's down in Delmarva, and I didn't even know what Delmarva was. I looked it up a while back, and I guess it's a peninsula of which Delaware's part of. Is that right?
Delaware is part of a peninsula that includes southern Delaware, the eastern shore of Maryland, which is a very conservative, the only conservative part of Maryland, the old line state. And the eastern shore of Virginia, or more than the eastern shore of Virginia, but those three states. And, you know, there has been talk for some time, Joe, that because we are kind of the conservative bastard children in the on the peninsula. In other words, we're surrounded by these powerful government employee areas that are so far to the left that they do everything they can to interfere with us living and actually being conservatives. We've talked about creating our own state, the 51st state, the state of Delmarva. And I know you talked about it on the Gateway Pundit, New California, the state of New California. Well, there's a lot of talk about the state, 51st state, being Delmarva. And what that state would be, it would be a state very similar to what Florida is, a very red state if that happens. So, you know, obviously there are those who would try to stop that. But that would be beneficial to us because the powers that be do not like the conservative parts of their states here in Delaware, in Maryland, and in Virginia. And they do everything they can to make life difficult for them.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's where they don't have a problem taxing you. They don't have a problem, throwing you in jail. You know,
let me throw another one at you. Yeah. Our state legislatures in Maryland and Delaware and partly Virginia as well, but I'm going to talk Delaware specifically, is run by the Democoms, the Democrat Communist Party. And that the northernmost part of Delaware is three counties, New Communist County. It's really New Castle County, but I call it New Communist County. Kent County below that, which is slightly more conservative than, slightly less conservative than Sussex County, which is the most southern county. That's where I am right now, and that's where Joe Biden's vacation house is in Rehoboth Beach. But last week, the Democoms, that's what I call them, in Dover, in our state legislature, actually tried to allocate less money for our students, our children in Sussex County, the conservative county. Why? Because they don't want to allocate money and teach children of conservative families. They'd rather indoctrinate those children from conservative families. That's what it's all about to them. And they even try to deny us our equal share of the pie when it comes to divvying up the tax dollars. You know, remember with them, when it's the socialist programs, it's always, you know, equal your fair share and all that other kind of jazz. But if it comes to getting money from our state government, they want to give us less than the blue county, which is New Communist County, and a slightly blue county, which is Kent County.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Don't you want to come and live here now, Joe?
No, I don't. I tell you, it reminds me, though. I know we're hearing about this. So these guys from New California shared too, said the state of California, people aren't aware of this unless you live there. The state of California, half of the state's conservative. It's these big three or four metropolitan areas, LA and San Fran and Sacramento or San Jose. These areas have libs. And that's where they're stealing all their votes. And these other counties, they're conservative. These guys are farmers. They're hardworking men and women. And they don't have a say in their government anymore because the Democrats took over the state. And these guys don't have a say. He said something like 16 counties get like one delegate in their state, representatives or whatever, or maybe their Senate or whatever, where the other, LA gets, 5 or 10. And it's like they don't have a voice anymore.
They don't. they don't, which is why you have these tent cities under the overpasses and on the Interstate 405 in the Los Angeles area. It looks like a failing country, for crying out loud. But let me just say this: you and I are old enough to remember on election night we knew California was going Republican, and that was never in doubt. Remember those days? When we knew California, a big Republican state, those Republicans left. They left. They got out of California, and they're not there anymore. And the ones that are there are so outnumbered that it's laughable.
Yeah. Although we've got Christina Layla, who's on the Gateway Pundit with me. She's out there in a certain – I shouldn't say exactly where she's at.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
She says – by the way. Yeah. She's in a super red. And I think there's five U.S. reps in this area. And they've always been conservative, always Republican. And she says in 2018, these five seats all got flipped. And that's when they went to the mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. Right. And so you don't know where the ballots are coming from or who they're coming from. And suddenly these five red, GOP seats – turned blue. Mm-hmm. She said, we don't even know who our reps are. Nobody voted for these people. Couldn't tell you who they are. And they would somehow walk away with the win. And so that's what she's saying is what's going on there too. It's the election process being stolen that ultimately is the really, I think, the symptom of all this catastrophe in the U.S. Mm-hmm. What Biden's doing now is a nightmare, you know, just a nightmare. Joe, what do the people of Delaware think about this?
I get calls, even calls today, but we knew what Joe Biden was before he ran for president. He is human garbage. I hate to use that term, but that's what he and his family are. Many probably do not know the story that when Joe was married to his first wife, he was sleeping with the babysitter. You know who the babysitter was, don't you? Dr. Jill Biden.
Jill, right?
That's right. He was sleeping with her. The first wife found out about it. She went out, took the kids, loaded them in the car, and went out for what would have been the final drive, if you catch my drift. She was going to commit suicide with the kids in the car. The situation, very similar to what that father did. He put his wife and kids in the car and drove off a cliff. You saw that story last week. It was all over the news. Yeah. This is what she deliberately drove into the path of an oncoming tractor trailer. Now, she killed herself. She killed the daughter. Bo, who is the older son, and Hunter, crackhead Hunter, were in the hospital for months. They eventually recovered, but the daughter, Joe's younger daughter, was killed. The first wife was killed, and then he miraculously, shortly thereafter, marries the babysitter, Dr. Jill Biden. Now, don't you think Joe would be at the very least regretful of his actions, what happened? Does Joe Biden ever look regretful of anything that he's done in his life? But you just wonder what was done to his first wife, whether that put Hunter over the edge of what he's had to live with. And don't forget, I heard you talking about what they have on Joe, on Hunter Biden, all of the information, the pictures, the photos, the videos on his laptop. Yeah. Remember what the Tricoms have? Xi Jinping has video of Hunter Biden having sex with minors. They have that, and they're using it against the Biden crime family. Remember, Joe Biden used to shower with his daughter.
Yeah, we found that out.
We found that out.
They're beyond disgusting. I heard, and I'll take some credit for this. Before the election, we put up some. I had access to the Hunter Biden laptop and the original copy, and so we didn't have time to go through. Excuse me, all the financials. So we decided just. Let's grab this other stuff. And what I've heard is the deep state freaked when this stuff came out, because up to this point, it was just some financial crimes, you know, that Joe's Joe and Hunter are making money. Okay. But then we come out and we say, well, the first one is Hunter can't get around his niece because the family's like, you can't be trusted with her and you need to have another adult with you. And the thing is, Joe and Jill knew about it. That was our first post. Then we started another one. Oh, Hunter's over in Hollywood with a couple Russian hookers. And we got pictures. And it's like, what's this? This is disgusting. Doing cocaine, et cetera.
But remember the PP tape with President Trump? They always accuse us of doing what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Hunter who was with Russian hookers, not President Trump. Correct?
Right. Yes, and that was a total lie.
On top of that, remember that Hunter was sleeping with his sister-in-law, Bo Biden's wife.
Yeah.
Remember that.
And then they got into that. And they were, I tell you what, my understanding per that, and you know, what's in that laptop, well, definitely they were sleeping together. And they came out after Bo died as they had been in this relationship. And he's got videos of them on this laptop having sex. I'll tell you that. And then they went through a rough breakup. So what does Hunter do? And I'm telling you this stuff. This is real. It's on his laptop. He takes pictures, some of these pictures that he took of him with his brother's wife.
Right.
We'll call it sister-in-law, his girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. And he puts him out on Pornhub. And I think, to tell you the truth, Jake.
What a great guy.
No, I think it was revenge porn. I think there's an argument here for revenge porn. He was mad at her, so he put her pictures out there with the rest of some seedy stuff that he had on that laptop, some other people he was having sex with, out on Pornhub. He had his own account on Pornhub. And we're able to find that because it was all backed up on his laptop. And it's just, this is sick. So we're not just talking about crime. We're talking about some of the sickest people. So the FBI, yeah. DOJ, the deep state freaked when we threw this stuff on the table. And I lost my Twitter account for a period of time. And then after the election, I was bombing all that stuff. By January 2nd, I lost my Twitter altogether. And they still haven't given it back. So they don't like me. And today we come out with the story now. Hunter passing information onto the Ukraine that's classified. So now we've got felonies and having classified information that he shouldn't have.
Espionage.
And more felonies related to espionage, which may be, you know, serious crimes.
Well, here in Delaware.
That's this family.
In Delaware, we just had the midterms. We had an election for attorney general here in the first state. Now, the reason that we're known as the first state, Delaware was the first state to sign onto the United States Constitution. We became the first state. And for us to be, for our image to be destroyed by a lowlife like Joe Biden is not a good thing historically for this country. But we had a personal friend of mine was running for attorney general. Her name was Julianne Murray, and she was battling against the current incumbent who won re-election. This is, again, I'll leave it to your determination, Joe, whether she won it or not. I suspect that she didn't. But she's bought and paid for by George Soros. Now, remember, Beau Biden's wife took Hunter Biden's gun. Hunter Biden went into a gun shop here in Delaware and bought a handgun, which anybody can do. But Hunter Biden, because of his problems with drugs, was not allowed to buy a handgun here in Delaware. He lied on the application form, passed the FBI check, and then took the gun. When there were issues, whether Hunter was going to be arrested or something, his sister-in-law took the gun and threw it in the garbage. She was an accessory. Beau Biden's wife, the former attorney general's wife in Delaware, just got rid of the gun, got rid of the evidence, and she has never been prosecuted. I can tell you that if Julianne Murray had won the election in November, they would have both been prosecuted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they should have been. And I think the problem was Hunter got, and I think this is the case, got Beau's wife, his sister-in-law, to start doing drugs. So he introduced her to the life of drugs and then sex and drugs. And they got in a spat and she grabbed the gun and threw it away, which was a felony, I believe. And the Secret Service found it and they covered up for it.
They covered, right, the Secret Service covered up for the crime. But he was not allowed to buy a gun in Delaware.
Yeah.
We call it a person prohibited. Hunter Biden was a person prohibited. He knew that because he lied on the application form to purchase the handgun.
Right.
And thank God for John Paul MacIsaac. Where would we be today without that patriot, John Paul MacIsaac?
Yeah. We had him on the show last week, and he's also been sharing. I asked him, you know, because last week Miranda Devine came out with this, you know, this first email or post article where she says, you know, this document looks like it's coming from somebody other than Hunter. Hunter's sending it, but it looks like it's from a government entity. And we found out per our source that indeed it did. It came from the State Department, Eurasia Division of the State Department, which covers Ukraine. And so Hunter's sending this to his buddy, Devin Archer. And neither one had the right to have
partner. A business partner.
Business partner. Right. Yeah. And pretty damning stuff. And never should have had it. Just unbelievable stuff. What do you think about the more recent revelations? Do you any thoughts from people at Delaware? And what do you think about the the Secret Service saying we don't have, we don't keep records of who shows up at the Biden home?
Do you believe that?
No,
No, because listen, the Secret Service is not going to take the hit for plugs Biden. They're not going to they are not going to be held suspect here because of him. You can bet to cover their own rear ends that they were keeping track of who was coming in and out, even though the regime claims that, oh, we don't have any records. We don't keep any records of who's going there. Well, how many times has Kathy Chung, the infamous Kathy Chung, visited Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, up in New Communist County? How many times had Kathy Chung been down here in Sussex County in Rehoboth Beach? I want to know how many times Kathy Chung went from the vice president's office to 101 Constitution Avenue, which, you know, Joe, is the office building where the Penn Biden Center was located. And I want to know if Kathy Chung is an agent of the Chinese Communist Party. Is that her real name? Is that Kathy Chung's real name, or is it an alias? Is she another Fang Fang? I want to know the answer to that. But we know that Hunter Biden knows the answer to that, don't we? Because he's been communicating with her and finding her employment throughout the Washington swamp. Now, I ask my listeners today, for those of you who just say, well, we'll fix it when another election, what are we going to do? It's just Washington being Washington. I said Miranda Devine's opinion piece today outlines the latest Rasmussen poll. 72% of Americans, both parties, Americans say enough. We have had enough. This is a serious, serious crime. And I had Miranda on the phone today, and I asked her, I said, do you think this is going to be leverage to the Republicans that they will need to really push for a thorough, in-depth investigation into all of these crimes because so many Americans are watching? And she said, yes, absolutely. All of my callers except one said that I think that this is really going to spur people to action. And one caller said, oh, what's the use? We're never going to see anyone punished for this, which I understand, Joe. You can understand how those who have been stealing this country and transitioning this country into the United Socialist States of America, why they would want to beat down the American public so that they don't rise up against what's going on. And they just say, hey, what are we going to do? There's nothing we can do. We've lost the country. The Constitutional Republic no longer exists. China is now calling the shots.
No, I think you're right. But this is a communist takeover, and it's just exactly what they do. They steal the election, and then they steal the next one, and then they steal the next one. And after about the fourth one, people just stop voting because they know it's stolen, and they can't do it. And these elections are garbage. Yeah, and then they start starving.
Doesn't exist,
you know?
Right.
And you know, Jake, it's true. It's absolutely true. And I've been thinking about it, and I've written two books on it, as you know, and on the steal. And the thing that hits me from an auditing perspective, some of this stuff, just such common sense auditing. It's like when you do an audit, you start off with like, okay, what's my entire population? And then let's look at that. And then you see errors or whatever, maybe patterns. Then you focus on those patterns. But the problem with the election, we can't even say what's my population. Because on election day in 2020, for example, you know, we didn't know at 8 o'clock at night how many ballots were actually sitting in house. So over the next 3 days in Pennsylvania, a million more show up. But we didn't know that they were there. Nobody told us how much were in house. We had to just to take their word on it that all of these were there. 3 days later, when they flipped the election for Joe Biden, we just have to believe that everything was fine. And then these clowns that talk about, you know, calling us election deniers, it's just disgusting. We just want the truth. That would never happen in the corporate world. And if I were to go and do a financial audit someplace, and they said, well, here's our final results. Okay, well, where's all your, you know, receipts? Oh, we don't have them. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean you don't have? You know what I mean? You wouldn't accept it. And the same thing with
telling that to the IRS, Joe, right?
Good luck.
I took this deduction. I don't have any receipts. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't, you wouldn't sign on as an auditor with integrity. You'd say, okay, I can't sign off on this. Here's my opinion. Can't determine the results, you know, boom, you're done. And the same thing with the systems. You spend a lot of time looking at these systems today in this era because they're so important to make sure they are working properly. If you were walked in and they said you can't look at it, you'd say, fine, I'm done right now. I'll draft my report and here's what it's going to say. I cannot determine what the results are because you wouldn't give me access to your systems. Boom, done. You'd be done in 10 minutes. And that's and yet we're accepting this with our elections, and it's insanity, you know. We got to fix this stuff, Jake. And I heard, I heard, by the way, that Delaware, that Biden got beat in Delaware in 2020. I don't doubt it.
And also, by the way, Julianne Murray, who ran for attorney general, also beat John the Carnage Carney, the left-wing communist tyrant that is the current governor here. She had the governorship stolen from her in 2020 and then ran for attorney general. And miraculously, she loses the race for attorney general when everyone in this state was against the George Soros-owned incumbent. You have to just say, yeah, well, it was a coincidence. How many coincidences can you have in politics?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to fix this, Jake. We got to fix it because otherwise we could have these discussions all day about Hunter committing these crimes, but we don't have a DOJ that's going to indict him. They've had this laptop since late 1919, early 2020, and they have not indicted one single person from it. And it's this is a nightmare. These people are criminals that are running our Justice Department.
They're traitors. They're traitors. It's worse than a criminal. They are traitors. I got a letter from an inmate at a local prison here sent me a very heartfelt letter. He listens to the show, and he has more integrity than most of the people in Washington. Just listening to what he's complaining about and what he's worried about with respect to our nation. He's in prison, and he doesn't like what he sees going on. He doesn't like what he sees from our elected officials, but criminals like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are walking around, and this young man is in prison, right? Figure it out.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nightmarish. We've got to fix this, Jake. And thanks to you and people like you and us and the Gateway Pundit and others, we're going to get the truth out there. And you know what's amazing? Here's the thing. You know, with the massive media push against Trump, the Russia collusion, Trump gained like 13 million votes in 2020 from the prior year. Mm-hmm. First president, he crushed it. First president to break 70 million, first politician to break 70 million, the most votes ever by a president, by a Republican. And they're going to try to tell us this guy that hid in his basement there in Delaware, in your state, for 8 months leading up to the election, that somehow he garnered 81 million votes. It's just so in your face. It's just toxic.
It must be the crowds that Joe Biden drew across the country, and perhaps that his speaking manner, that's what got him the election.
That's crazy.
I never talked to my senator base. Oh, gee, big guns. I never talked to him. Corpa, come on, man.
What an
come on, man. He is, man. I'm so sorry to see this guy come from your great state. That's just a sad situation, Jake.
Well, it is very sad, and he just to put some icing on the cake, as you know, we have no southern border. So, and I mentioned to you this morning when you're on with me, we're not going to know the extent of the damage done to our nation for years. Whether it's terrorism, the drugs, everything, the final tally on Joe Biden's damage that he's done to this nation is because he didn't want walls, but. In Rehoboth Beach, where you're not allowed to put a wall around your house, Dr. Jill did. She applied for and received an exemption. And right now that wall has been put up around Joe Biden's house. So we can't have a wall, but he can. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Great point, Jake. Well, hey, I better let you go. I appreciate we could talk all day, good friend. We'll have to have you back on. Because I enjoy talking about this.
Meds if we talk all day, Joe. Yeah. You know?
Actually, for me, it's there. For me, it's therapy. I get it out. I walk away feeling, man, I feel great. So, thanks for joining us. We'll get you back. Thanks, Jake, and thanks for all your work there in Delaware. We really appreciate it.
Joe, it's my pleasure, and my best to all of your radio listeners.
Thank you. We'll be right back with the Joe Hoff Show right after this.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
Only 19% of Americans have favorable view of Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. So says the headline of a recent Mediaite story on a new CNN poll. Well, what the headline did not mention is that only 21% of Americans have a favorable view of the top Democrat in the House, Hakeem Jeffries. That was eventually mentioned five paragraphs into the story. Of course, there's little difference between a pitiful 19% approval and 21% approval. In fact, the poll isn't great. great news for either party. Just 27% say they think Republican leaders in the House have had the right priorities so far, while 59% disapprove of the way Democrat leaders in the Congress are handling their jobs. Also, 70% say things in the country are going in the wrong direction, with 58% of Dems feeling that way, a 16-point rise from last month. And when it comes to issues that Americans care about the most, I couldn't find the word abortion mentioned, not even once. Well, maybe that should have been the Mediaite headline. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
You have the right to know. The right to know about culture. The right to know about the economy. The right to know about technology and to know about sports. You have the right to know about education and politics and the weather. You have the right to know what's happening abroad and in your backyard. But above all else, you have the right to know that this right is under attack, and we must work to protect it. Because in order to be free, we must be informed. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
You're listening to Joe Hoft on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Yeah, that was great having Jake on. I think he's got a great following there in Delmarva in the Delaware Plateau, and just is doing great work. And it's really sad what's happening to this country under Biden, and they know him better. He told me a story once about how there's a place, some bar, someplace in Delaware that has checks of Joe Biden's up there that he had written and given them to pay his tab, and they bounced. So they got him up on the wall, at least one, I guess. He told me that. I'm like, you're kidding me. And that's your president, folks, Joe Biden. Yeah, give me a break. I can't even say that name and Biden's name in the same sentence. I just cannot do it. And it's funny because that's how I write at the Gateway Pundit. If it, just a insider scoop, if you were to look at their list, you know, look at the Gateway Pundit. I don't know if I've even yet after 2 years said President Joe Biden. I call him Joe Biden, and I call President Trump President Trump. And I don't use this former thing that they started as soon as this election ended in 2020. They started using former President Donald Trump. That was garbage. We never heard that before. Former President Bill Clinton? Never did. Never did. Former President Barack Obama? Nope. They did that so that we would know subconsciously that President Trump is not president. And I found it appalling. Our media is just really disgusting. It's very, very dishonest. Like I mentioned, this article in New York Times trying to equate Hunter Biden with President Trump's kids. It's just not right. It's not fair. It's not accurate. Hunter Biden, some of the stuff is so seedy and so disgusting. And it's on his own laptop. I actually had an IT guy tell me yesterday, he goes, yeah, Hunter Biden's laptop is a gift from God. It's like God to the world, not just the U.S., the world, because it shows just exactly who these people are that we're dealing with, and they are some sick cookies. Trying to put some pieces together right now regarding what's on that Hunter Biden laptop and the many emails now that we've uncovered that appear to have classified information. And one of these pieces, and the one that I actually shared last night, showed that Hunter Biden and his friends at Burisma were trying to get visas to the U.S. They couldn't. The visas were declined. And so Hunter Biden employed this guy who used to work for the federal government but no longer works there. And somehow he got access to the denials for these visas, the applications and their respective denials, classified information. And he shares it with Hunter, who shares it with these guys overseas. And the point is that this group, my understanding, is they were trying to do a trip to Mexico and then the U.S. So you step back and you ask, and I don't know if you do this, but I do this. And maybe I'm becoming accustomed to it. As I look at this data, first of all, one thing I always look at is the source. Who's it coming from? It's coming from New York Times. It's coming from Washington Post. Well, I basically automatically know it's going to be a lie. If it's coming from Politico, a lie. And that's just, you know, that's just where it is. These people are not honest. And many of the, and Raw Story and Daily Beast, those sites are just off the charts crazy. They'll take anything and interpret it, you know, in the devil's way. It's just, they're just horrible, in my opinion. So what's going on there is really questionable. Why does Ukraine guys need to go to Mexico and then the U.S.? Well, the only thing that I could think of, which is I think why it's so important for the deep state to take over Arizona, which they did here in this last election by stealing the governor's race, the attorney general's, the secretary of state's race, stole them all. And the reason is because the drug cartels from Mexico have a lot of money, and they're paying some of these corrupt actors to do their bidding. And I remember seeing this Ben Burquam, who works with Steve Bannon. And he says to Bannon, he says, you know, or he actually said this in front of the Maricopa County. He says, if you guys certify this election, the cartels will win. That's who wins. Because Carrie Lake wanted to shut down that border, which needs to be done. That's actually the governor's duty. Instead, they've brought in Katie Hobbs, who's a Soros-backed. And again, why are we allowing George Soros, who's involved with the Nazis, to even come into our country, let alone give money to bad actors and Democrats like he does, and to influence our country, not just our elections? Why are we doing that? And what Burkram said is, yeah, they're all, you know, all the Mexicans, these politicians connected to the cartels, and many U.S. Politicians as well. And if you guys do certify this stolen election, you're helping them. And so is that what's going on? Are the Burisma guys flying to Mexico? Because who are they meeting with there? Why would some guys in Ukraine need to meet with some people in Mexico? Has that passed your mind? Do you wonder that? What's going on there? I guess immediately my first thought is cartels. That's what I know about Mexico. When I think of the corruption there, great people. There's some great people in Mexico. Don't get me wrong. But there's some really crooked monsters there that, man, the stuff they do is just, you read about it, you're like, holy smokes, these people are, they're just pure evil. So is that what's going on? And so I guess time will tell. But really interesting that Hunter's dealing with these guys over in Burisma. By the way, who's Burisma is owned by this guy who owns Private Bank. And Private Bank apparently received billions of dollars from the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and from the U.S., billions in funds, and they lost them. And this happened in the, the 2010s, 2010s. Billions of dollars go and flow into Ukraine, and gosh, can't find it now. And the guy who runs that bank, Private Bank, also runs Burisma. And he was basically paying the bill for Hunter Biden. And so here's Hunter doing business with this guy in the Ukraine who lost, in quotation marks, billions of dollars. And that's Hunter's boss. And then Hunter's trying to get him a visa to get in the U.S. And yet the guy wants to go to Mexico too. You know, you step back. What's going on here? What really is going on here? And I've seen, speaking about the crooks of the Biden family, I've seen emails on that laptop that show Joe Biden having a meeting set up with Joe Biden in the White House and Hunter Biden and at least one member of that's connected to the U.S. mob and Chinese, all at the same meeting. So what's going on there? So we got the Bidens connected to the Ukraine And I don't know if you'd call these guys mobsters running the Ukraine or not, running that private bank. I don't know. They got a lot of money. They got billions. And then you got this gang trying to hook up with somebody in Mexico. And then they're trying to use Hunter to get into the U.S. Same time, China's using Hunter to get into the U.S., as well as a mobster to the White House. Think about it, folks. Expand your imagination. We'll see what the week unfolds as we drop these bombs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Larry Johnson. Appreciate you listening in. This is Joe Hoff Show. We'll be back tomorrow.